With your latest news, I'm Kersley Fuller. It's a suspended sentence for a man linked to a Cayman Turtle Center fraud case. Radio Cayman's Jeff Ebanks has more on the case against Jeremy Alexis Williams.
The Crown's case was that between May 2015 and January 2018, Jeremy Alexis Williams received and withdrew money from his co-defendant, which he suspected was criminal property. The case stemmed from a fraud case against Mark Anthony Manderson, who was at the time an employee of the Cayman Turtle Center and a close friend of Mr. Williams. Williams, now 39, admitted his role on the basis that he and his co-defendant were close friends and pursuing a business idea. He has no previous convictions, and his actions in the offense were described by character references as out of character for Mr. Williams. Following his early guilty plea in 2018, Mr. Williams had agreed to assist prosecutors as a witness. The court noted his pivotal role in the case and the seriousness of the offense, which took place over 3 years, categorizing the harm as high. His final sentence was set at 18 months, which he has effectively already served while awaiting judgment. The court imposed a 2-year suspended sentence with a 6-month curfew order. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
It's a not guilty plea for a man facing drug charges. Christopher Perry Bush is facing 2 counts. It's alleged he was in possession of 4 packs of ganja and smuggled ganja and a phone into Northward Prison last year. He remains on bail and is set to stand trial in the new year. In other news,
this past weekend, we celebrated our heritage and culture at the 5th Cayman Day in the UK.
Cayman Islands representative to the United Kingdom, Dr. Tasha Ebanks-Garcia, says Cayman Day started as an unrealized plan during the pandemic when officials at the Cayman Islands government office in London first talked about creating a cultural showcase for Caymanians abroad. Now, 5 years later, it's a big success.
This year's event was especially meaningful because former representative Andre Ebanks attended Cayman Day as premier. It was an honor to have him in London to witness what we've accomplished with the very vision he imagined years ago.
Dr. Ebanks-Garcia says most of the attendees were students, part of the more than 500 Caymanians studying across the United Kingdom.
It was inspiring to see them connect with each other and with our culture.
Among the performances were the band Heat and spoken word artists Nasaria Sukushalet and Randy Shalette. And can you believe it? It's already been a full year of Vibes.
Underground Sessions is an open mic night / performance night, trying to create a creative community with various people doing, whether it's singing, dancing, rapping, poetry, comedy, and anything in between. So feel free to come out and join us.
Underground Sessions organizer Kyle Matrix tells Radio Cayman the lineup at tonight's special anniversary event will showcase some of the previously featured artists with performances by James Monroe Jr., Jason Lee Dunkley, Matt Poskett, Johan Fitzgerald, and other special guests. And remember, it's open mic all night long, so if you'd like to head up on stage, you're welcome to. Doors open at 7 o'clock at the Prospect Playhouse. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kersley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The EU Energy Commissioner, Dan Jorgensen, has held a provisional deal to phase out imports of Russian gas by 2027, saying it meant, in his words, no more blackmail by Vladimir Putin. The accord is designed to cut Russian revenues to fund its war against Ukraine. The Kremlin says President Putin is open to parts of the US peace proposal for Ukraine and is ready to meet American negotiators as often as needed to end the war. The comments follow a 5-hour meeting in Moscow between Mr. Putin and US envoys, which produced no tangible breakthrough. A large crowd has gathered in the South Korean capital to mark a year since the political crisis caused by the sudden declaration of martial law. President Lee Jae-myung praised what he called K-democracy for removing his predecessor. India's government has scrapped an order to smartphone manufacturers to preload a state-run cyber safety app on all new devices. Hamas and another Palestinian militant group, Islamic Jihad, say they found the body of a hostage during search operations in the north of Gaza. They say it will be handed over soon. BBC News.